value-added products and the importance of them. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. While attending the South Dakota Soybean Association's Ag Outlook Forum last week, we talked about the importance of value-added products, especially when it comes to biodiesel and biofuels. Bruce Haynes is a board of director with the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.
It's an exciting thing that as we look into the future of biofuels, biodiesel is a very exciting product. And, you know, not saying that we want to do what California does, but California is leading the way. You know, all of the fuels in California are biofuels for diesel and all the trucks. But, I think back in South Dakota, anticipating that 58% of our soybean now are going to crush for oils.
Okay.
The next 3 years, it looks like a 6% growth potential every year for the next 3 years, which would take our usage up to 76% of our soybeans could go to crush, which really helps our marketing ability and sort of takes the bad guys out of the market. Mm-hmm. It allows us to be a little more independent and find more uses for that soybean product.
When you talk about the biodiesel, the biofuels part of it, is there many pumps around the state that actually offer or stations that offer it?
There's more and more coming on all the time. It's kind of a grassroots effort to ask those distributors in those stations to supply that. I just had a conversation with a gal this morning, and she said that their local gas station built a new station, and they have biodiesel at the pump.
Okay.
And so we really appreciate that. But my ask this morning, Keith, is if you are looking for that product, go to your jobber, go to your retailer and say, have you thought about putting biodiesel in? I think there's some economic advantages to doing that.
So definitely seeing a bright spot when it comes to our value-added products. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.